Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self-high fives all the way around. So much that we're going to deal with as we head through this afternoon. Obviously, we'll talk about the debates that were not debates last night. The dueling town halls. My goodness, what an exercise in futility. It was just a crazy, bizarre sort of a thing. But we're going to get to that in a couple of moments. You know that we are very proud of our friend Tony Pham, who is the director of ICE, the acting director of ICE up in D.C., tapped by President Trump for that position. And ICE continues to do the work that needs to be done all across the United States. And when I have the opportunity to bring Tony, the director of ICE, into a conversation to hear about what they are doing, boy, I don't want to miss that chance. And I'm happy to say today is one of those days. Director Pham, I do love saying that, Tony. Welcome aboard.
Jeff, thank you so much. Thank you. Always great to chat with the honorary mayor of Beaver Dam on WRVA
right now. Thank
you, sir.
That is correct. You guys at ICE have been busy like nobody's business, huh?
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned it's Friday, but in the world of public safety, as we look to protect the American people and work and, you know, fulfill the administration's promise to protect American citizens as well as our communities, we don't get Fridays. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I have such tremendous admiration, and I look at some of these big cases that ICE is getting coverage for, and then, quite frankly, some of the smaller efforts that probably kind of fly under the radar.
Yep. One of the things we're working on right now, and we touched on it a while ago, was Operation Rise, our effort to go into these identified sanctuary jurisdictions, because the local leadership teams in those jurisdictions, quite frankly, have failed their citizens and failed their communities by releasing wanted criminal aliens back into the community. I felt that ICE and our dedicated workforce, who are committed to the mission of public safety, they quite frankly wanted to go into these areas so that way we could do what we could to detain these individuals to help protect our communities. So we were happy to finish up phase one of Operation Rise, and we are just now finishing and announcing the results of phase two of Operation Rise.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about finishing up phase one. Give us some details on that and what you can share about phase two.
Sure. Sure. So I'll say Operation, phase one, up to 128 criminal aliens were apprehended, two of whom had been convicted of second-degree murder, and the locality out in California, which is a sanctuary state, decided that it was much wiser to release those type of individuals back into the California communities as opposed to remanding them to ICE, right? And multiple violent child sex offenders in that 128. The end of phase two, which we just announced today, about 100 aliens were detained. 84% of them had criminal convictions or criminal charges, to include aggravated assault, violent child sex offenders. Again, these individual criminals, they don't know any jurisdictional bounds. What they do know is which jurisdictions are sanctuaries that they can go commit crime, get picked up, and not get tendered over to our custody. Jeff, I got to tell you, we listen to a lot of local leaders or even national leaders talk about, new institution of legislation or crime tactics to help reduce crime and prevent crime. What if I told the American people, along with the citizens of Virginia, that there is a way to prevent crime, and that if you cooperate with ICE, we are postured legally to detain these individuals who are charged with criminal offenses or convicted of criminal offenses, to remove them from the community, to remove them from the United States, so they don't have a chance to reoffend. Novel ideas called cooperation, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question, Tony. And Tony Pham is joining us, the director of ICE. I look at the statements from folks like Gavin Newsom. We're talking about California. He is the governor of a state that declares itself a sanctuary. They will do anything and everything to protect illegal aliens. There has to be some sort of violation of the law. I mean, I'm not a high-powered attorney like you are, Tony, but I thought there was something about a supremacy clause or something like that in the Constitution, right?
And it's amazing how, when you follow the rule of law, the people that you're elected to serve are protected, right? But again, we get into these, and I'm not going to use the term sanctuary, Jeff, because it evinces this feel-good story and misnomer of what really is happening. It's bottom-line non-cooperation, failure to cooperate. And, my background has always been as a frontline prosecutor. I witnessed a time period where we worked with local, state, and federal prosecutors, federal authorities, and remember that time period. Because of those partnerships, we drove down gun violence and violent crime in this city because we cooperated with one another. We wanted to make sure that the ultimate goal was the protection of our communities. Presented here at ICE, we're reaching out to these jurisdictions. We're asking them on behalf of their constituents to be able to cooperate with us by simply making a phone call. And it's really not asking them to do anything more than to tender over somebody to us that we've already identified as a wanted individual.
Right.
But they make a choice. They make a choice to put a child sex offender back on the streets. And then next thing you know, we have to surge our resources into their communities to go find this dangerous individual.
Yeah. Tony, I just have to wonder, is there anything that the federal government can do in the direction of these cities or states that are not cooperating and say, look, guys, regardless of political affiliation, nobody should want to have a violent criminal, a violent child molester in their midst. How do you get them off the dime to see common sense?
Well, there is one thing. I lead the enforcement section of immigration with a wonderful, remarkable, dedicated workforce. And so what we're going to do is we're not going to be deterred. We are undeterred. So we are going to continue to go and enforce federal immigration laws in these jurisdictions, whether they cooperate or not, because we owe it to the American people and we owe it to our communities to protect them. And so while we're empowered by legislation granted by Congress, we're going to keep doing our jobs. But what I ask is for my friends and folks like yourself in the media to push back on that false narrative of our employees. They work day in and day out, as I've mentioned to you before, Jeff. But what they're doing is they're coming in, quietly, anonymously, doing their jobs, picking up these criminal aliens in the communities that these local leaders want to release back into the community, and doing our part to do our best to protect our communities.
Well, listen, the brave men and women with ICE do this job. It's 24/7, 365 days a year, and they really are making communities safer. Tony, I admire what you're doing. I admire with the highest. I just have the highest regard for the members of your team. I want to talk for just a second. I don't want to focus a lot on this, but
that ridiculous, disgusting display outside of your home a couple of weeks back. Your wife, your kids are there, and all of a sudden there this crowd of lunatics descends there. I've seen something about some arrests or some warrants. Do you have information on that, and are you involved in that in any way?
Absolutely not. You know, after it happened, obviously, Henrico County Police, it appears, had video of it. I mean, these folks, they wanted their 5 minutes of fame. They posted everything on social media, so it didn't take super cops to find the information to investigate these brain surgeons. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what ended up happening, I believe, is Henrico Police did their own independent investigation. They developed their theory of the case, it appears, and then they submitted it to Ms. Taylor, who made the independent charging decision.
Wow.
But
okay.
That was the first time we heard about it, when we were advised that misdemeanor warrants were authorized.
Interesting. All right. Now, Tony, for our listeners, folks who are part of this program, number one, you know they're big Tony Pham fans. You know that. Don't say anything. You know that. Now, number two, how can they offer some degree of support, not for you, but for the men and women of ICE? Is there anything that we can do to make their jobs just a little bit easier?
You know, I would say if there are folks out there that would love to write letters to the editors to these newspapers that have that left that sort of different view of who ICE is and that don't appreciate law enforcement. I think my men and women of this organization, I shouldn't say my, our men and women of this organization would really appreciate to hear the positive words, because we keep hearing the negatives out there. And I think for every five negatives we hear, if we hear that one positive message from a citizen that we've helped in the community because we kept them safe, I think it would go a very long way, Jeff. I think it would go a very long way.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to try and get that organized on my end. Maybe we can put something together to really let the employees at ICE know that good people out here in the community have got their back and really do appreciate what they're doing. Tony, we appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate the time that you have to spend up in D.C. and the hard work and the demands that this has on you and your family. And you know that Central Virginia cares about you, prays for you, loves you, and wants nothing but the best for you.
I appreciate that, Mr. Mayor.
I'm gonna bring you out to Beaver Dam pretty soon. We got one or two things we got to clean up there first, but I'll circle back with you. I appreciate it. That is Tony Pham. His position is not honorary, by the way. I may be the honorary mayor of Beaver Dam, but Tony Pham actually is the director of ICE. And he and his team are just doing an amazing job. Look, don't believe the nonsense that you hear from these left-wing outlets. Don't believe what you're hearing from so many of the Democrats going, oh, my God, ICE is coming in, and they're breaking up families, and they're hurting children. What they're doing is they're getting violent offenders, violent sexual offenders, violent child molesters off the street. That ought not be political. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.